upholds
that Tiyama Rav, when Rav said there's a kinyan of Mayim and Shloshton, if all three people are there, if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to give the money to Levi, and three of them are there, so Rav Papa holds that Loishna b'milva v'loishna b'tikadim. Even by a milva, there's also such a kinyan. In other words, when Reuven first lent Shimon $100, and the money is not around anymore, now Reuven goes to Shimon and says, that money that you owe me, I want you to give it to Levi. The locher is still its chal. So if so, that's where a papa doesn't learn Shana Mishnah by a bury. Because if we're talking about the kinyan of Mayim and Shloshtun, why do we need that the money should be around? In a bag, in a special place, even if the money is not around. It doesn't have to be like a pikodin. Even by a milva also there'd be a kinyan of Mayim and Shloshtun. So that's where a papa learns the Mishnah is talking about a Shemira. Now Rav Zvid, the Gemara says, obviously Rav Zvid holds not like that. Rav Zvid holds that Rav said as a kinyan of Mayim and Shloshtun, it's only by a pikodin, where the money is around. So then we say, if I tell you, give that object away to my friend, it's sitted like he's kainerit. But by milva you wouldn't say it. So if Rav Zvid does not learn the Mishnah, if Rav Zvid learns the Mishnah by a bori with Mayim and Shloshtun. But still the question is, my time will yomakra papa, why doesn't Rav Zvid want to learn our Mishnah talking about by a matna shchivmira? Sumarin says, Lemetukna Masnista Mishchimira. He holds the Mishnah cannot be talking about a sick person. A Shchimira. Why? What's the proof? Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktani. Since our Mishnah says like this, the Mishnah starts off to say, Ha'oimet Tanu Getz El Yishti. If a husband has the get written up already, and now he tells the Shliach, I want you to take this get and give it over to my wife. Arel Shtar Shichra Zel Yav Di Yumeis. And then the husband or the master dies. So it says, La'yitna li'achamisa. The shliach cannot take the get and give it over li'achamisa. So now, taima demeis. What's the reason why he can't do it? Only because the husband died. Ho mechayim, mashma though, if the husband is still alive, noistin, then the shliach has the right to take this get and give it over to the wife. Now, taima diyama tenu. Also, only because in the Mishnah, the husband said, Tnu getz el ishti. He spoke out and said clearly to the Shliach, I want you to take it. Even though the Shliach didn't take it yet, but he told him, Tnu, I want you to take it. That's what the Mishnah says. Ha'im et Tnu. If the husband says, go and take it. Mash mahola yomar. But if the husband would have not said the words, Tnu, hola yomar Tnu ein noisnin. Then if the husband would have just said, I want this get to get to my wife, then nothing doing. Then the shliach has no right to give it over to his wife. Now the question is, if the Mishnah is talking about a sick person, a shchimera, or shchivmera, afagav the loyom atnu, even though he does not say go and give it, noisnin. Still the locher is, if we hear it from a shchimera, that he tells somebody, I want this get to be given to my wife, even though he doesn't tell you to give it, you have a right to give it over. Because we know for sure that's what the shchimera meant. The Tanan, we learned like this. But Rishon at the beginning, Hoyoim used to say like this. Hayoitse b'koyle. A person that's going to be executed, a person that's going to be killed by the government, on his way there, v'yomer, and he tells like this. Kis will get liyishti. He tells Adim, or tells the Sefer, I want you to write a get to my wife. So Alochris, Arei Elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They have a right not only to write it up, but to give it also. In other words, even though the husband did not say out, give it to my wife, we know that's for sure what he meant. The guy's going to be killed now, so for sure all he means is he doesn't want his wife to have to go through Yibum. To be Zalkut Yibum, he wants his wife to have a get. So even though we only said have to get written up, we say he also meant to give it, and the person has the right to give it over. So that's what Grishurna, they said only by a person who's going out to be killed. Now, Chazru Leimer, later on they added another case to this. They added on another case that Af HaMeforesh Vayetze Bashyara. If somebody's going on a trip over the sea, a faraway place, and before he leaves message that he wants to get to be written up for his wife, also we say there that he's afraid maybe he'll die on the way, maybe get lost, never come back. His wife will remain in Iguna. He doesn't want that to happen. So for sure also what he meant to say is write up the get and give it to his wife. So there also we have a right to give the get. Now Rav Shimon Shizuri Yomer, Af HaMesukin. He is on another case, a Shimera. A person that's a masukah is very, very sick. If he tells somebody, write up a get for my wife, even though he does not say the word tenu, still the halacha is, you have a right to give it over. So that's why Rav Papa, that's why Rav Zvi did not want to learn our Mishnah by a Shrivera. Because our Mishnah says that the husband had to say, Tanu, give the get. If the Mishnah is talking about a Shrivera does not have to say the word Tanu. All he has to say is just write up the get. And automatically we know he meant to say, give over the get. Since our Mishnah says Tanu, so Mashma, the husband is a Bori, is a healthy person. And the only reason why the get is no good in the Mishnah is because he died. But if he wouldn't have died, the get would be good. Only because he said the word Tanu. So that's where Zvid learns, the Mishnah is talking about a Bori, and we're talking about a kinyan of a Maimit Shloshta. This Gemara says, Maskula Rav Ashavashi Yestakasha, Uman Leimelon de Mastisim Rav Shimon Tzuruhi. Who says that Mishnah goes like Rav Shimon Tzuruhi that holds by a Shchimera does not have to say the word Tanu? Dilma Rabbanani. Maybe our Mishnah could even go according to the Rabbanan Shita. And according to the Rabbanan Shita, that even by a Shchimera also you have to say the word Tanu. So therefore there's no proof. Maybe the Mishnah could be talking about a Shchimera. So that's from Achloikis, is the Mishnah talking about a Shchimera or not? Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding that Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the middle of the Gemara. Gufa, just before we learned that Omar Rav Hun Omar Rav, Rav Hun is said over the name of Rav, the Chiddush of Maimit Shloshtan. That means if somebody says, Mona Li Biyotcha, Ruvain tells Shimon, listen, you owe me $100. So instead of giving it back to me, Tanu Lo Leplani, I want you to give it to my friend, the third person. So and all three people are there, but Maimit Shloshtan, all three people are there is Kona, a new halacha. Even though they don't make any ma'aseh kinyan, the fact that Reuven tells Shimon, listen, instead of giving the money to me, give it over to Levi, it's as if Levi already acquired the money, now Shimon owes it to Levi. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, Mistavri Milsa the Rav, you know when a Svara Rav is, Bipikodin. Only when Reuven gave over something to Shimon to watch for him. He gave him a watch, he gave him a pot, he gave him something to watch, a Pikodin. So then, since the chayfetz is ben is right here, if I now say give it over to Levi, so the pikod and the chayfetz goes over to Levi. Alva b'mil v'loy, but it's time I lent you money, and now I'm telling you instead of that money giving it back to me, give it over to him. That's no good because the money is not around right now. The money is not here. Alva b'mil v'loy. B'mil means when I lent you the money. So money is like son, Nitnu. You have a right to do whatever you want with the money. Eventually you pay it back to me. But that money is not here anymore. So since the money is not around, it's only a chayv, like you have a chayv to pay me back, that I can't give over to somebody else. But the Gemara says, not like that, for Lakim, Mashmi, you there to promise back? No. For Lakim, Amar Rav, he knew for sure that Rav said, Afilu b'milva. That Rav says, no, even by a milva. Even if it started out that Reuven lent Shimon $100. And a week later, when Shimon owes the money to Reuven, Reuven tells Shimon that money that you owe me, instead of giving it to me, give it over to Levi. It's also chal. Anit menami, we learned like this also that Omar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi that malvali biyotcha. If somebody says, "Listen, you owe me $100," tenula leploni b'mayim shloshtan. I want you to give that money that you owe me. Don't give it to me, but instead, I want you to give it over to a third person, to Levi. Kona. That the maestri is that he is kinda. For time am I, what's the reason? Now the question is why? Why is there such a kinyan? The money is not around right now. So why is there such a kinyan? For time am I. Like nobody's making any maisa kinyan here. So how does it work? Just by talking, I can never say I want to give something to you. No matter how much money is involved, if I say I want to give it over to you, nothing takes place. By kinyon, and we know you always have to do a maisa kinyon. You have to make meshicha, you have to make hagbor, or nesina sakesev. Good, there's a machlekes achreinim, why? Some say that's the halach of kinyonim, you need a maisa. It has to be done through an action of a kinyon. I think the briskers learn not like that. That really the ikar of a kinyon always is your das. As long as you have in mind to give it over, really that's enough. Just, if you don't do an action, we don't see you really mean it. We're always afraid maybe the guy's just joking around. When you do an action, then we see you really mean business, then you kinyan is chal. But some learn that all always it's the smichas das, that you have in mind to give it over, that's really what makes the kinyan take place. Just usually we're afraid he's joking. So you have to do an action. But over here there's no action. I'm just talking and saying, I want you now, instead of giving the money to me, give it over to a third person. Where's the Kenyan? So the first thing Mar wanted to say, Yomar Naima, Nases as if, Koy Maloy Bishas Matin Mois, that when Reuven first gave over these $100 to Shimon, so right then, Shimon owes the money back to Reuven. It's as if they spoke out right then, and Reuven told Shimon that Shibadnu Luchol Didoch Luchol Diyosi Machmosach. Like when Shimon receives the money, he tells back to Reuven, listen, I know I have to pay it back to you, and right now I'll tell you that whoever you want me to pay it back to, I'll pay it back to him. So when Reuven first gave over the money to Shimon, it's as if Shimon accepted upon himself right then to have to give it to whoever Reuven wants. So therefore, that's the Maisa Kinyan. When you receive the money, that's an action. So B'shas, you're receiving the money, you're Meshabed yourself to whoever he wants. So Omele Ravashi, Ravashi said back, L'meimu to Ameimar, Elu Mayativ, so, Hiknen L'Nerlodom. If Reuven now wakes up 2 weeks later and says, listen, I just had a grandson, was just born yesterday, I want you to give the money to my grandson that was not around 2 weeks ago when I lent you the money, to Lehevi B'shas Matin Mois. He was not alive 2 weeks ago when I lent you the money. So, Achinami, if so, you want to tell me, Deloy Konu, that in such a case, it won't be good in my Mitzloshtan. In other words, Reuven can't go to Shimon now and tell Shimon, listen, I want you to give the money to my new grandson. That should not be good. If you tell me the only reason it works is because when Reuven first gave over the money to Shimon, it's as if Shimon right then is accepting upon himself to give it to whoever you want. But it has to be that that person is alive at that time. If the person was not alive yet, you can't give it over. The Yafidu L'Rav Meir, because even according to Rav Meir Yeshita, the Yomer that holds, Odom Makne Dovah Shaloi Bol Yerlam, you could give over something to something that's not in the world yet. Like that's always the case, usually, let's say, by Paris. If I want to sell you the fruit off my tree and the fruit didn't grow yet, I'm going to have a nice orange tree in my backyard, so I'm telling you, for this year, I'm going to sell you all the fruits that grow off the tree. So Rav Meir says you could do it. That's called Dovah Shaloi Bol Yerlam, even though the fruits are not here, but I could sell it to you. But even according to Rav Meir Yahani Mili, when do I say that? If I want to sell it to a person that's here right now, the person is alive, so I could sell them my fruits that will grow throughout this year to the person that's here. If I want to sell it right now to a person that's not born yet, that you can't do. Because Mishash, like you're making the Kenyan, the two people have to be alive. There has to be a makna, person that's giving it over, and a kaina, one that's receiving it. So the two people have to be alive then. But if the person you want to give it over to is not alive yet, you can't say, I'm going to make a kinyan now to be makna to a son that's going to be born next week. You can't make such a kinyan even according to Rav Meir. So if my mitzlushtan works, that when I give you over the money, right then you're like saying you give it to whoever I want, it could only be good if that third person is alive right now. And the Chorot's not mashma, that's mashma any time my Mitzloshtan helps. Even in the case where you want to give it over to your grandson that was just born yesterday, still you could do it. So this can't be the pshat. Elo, so then I want to say another svara. Elo, Amar Rav Ashi, I'll tell you a new svara like this.